Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. On this show, I give you an update about where I've been and what I'm currently doing. I'm at my prime. Hey, hey, I'm at my prime. Whoa. Said I'm at my prime. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. It's been a crazy period of time, hence the radio silence, hence the fact you haven't heard from me for so long. And for that, I apologize. I've had so much going on, man. Like, it's been absolutely crazy period of time. I think the last time I did this podcast was early December. So it's been, you know, over 2 months, really. And when I was telling people that know I do this podcast on a regular basis that it's been so long, they were shocked, right? They were shocked because it's been part of my routine for such a long period of time. And some of you who've been listening to the podcast for a long time have got in touch and said, like, Pete, what is going on? Like, is everything cool? And I respect that. So thank you so much for getting in touch and hitting me up and getting me back on the podcast hype. Had a nice message on YouTube, which is a channel I don't get many messages on today, actually, which is kind of the reason that I kind of jumped back on this as well, saying, like, mate, I loved the content. Like, where did you go? And I'll be honest with you, the YouTube content just isn't going to come back, not anytime soon anyway. I mean, we did that whole spiel with Sam for a couple of years. We really didn't get much traction. And then when Sam kind of left in the middle of COVID, it was just kind of was very challenging to find someone who kind of knew the same ropes as Sam. And as well as that, my life has got a lot more boring on a day to day. You know, back in the day, I'd be across to like Manchester doing a talk, London doing a talk, out and about doing meetings. Now most of my meetings are just done through Zoom or done through Google Meets, which is obviously more ideal for me. But in terms of for content, for like watching it, it's just boring, right? It's boring content. So it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if a lot more of these like vloggy type entrepreneurs start waning down their content, because you know, the life of an entrepreneur has changed dramatically. You know, it was running about, rushing about, going to different cities. It now is doing that like once a month, but actually just sitting behind a camera and chatting to people on a regular basis. So yeah, that isn't going to come back anytime soon. I don't have time for it. B, don't really want to do it because I did it for so long and put so much graft in. And I'll be honest with you, didn't get much back. And then C, it's just very difficult for me to even like comprehend how I'd go ahead and find the new Sam. Sam's scenario was cool, man, lad. I was thinking this the other day, like I literally had a lad walk in who wanted to work for Distract, who did media as a course at uni. He was applying for every job. And I just said to him within 10 minutes, like, come and film me. Let's just do something here. Like, kind of cool. And he did. And that's kind of how it all started in the end. And that's how I started this podcast, off the back of our boy Sam Spence. So yeah, what we've got for you on this episode. First thing I'm going to say is that I'm not going to do this every week. I'm going to do it every 2 weeks. That is kind of my background of what we're doing. This key date that you guys have to have in mind is I'm away in Miami for a month from March, mid-March, 20th of March it is. So I'll be in Miami for a month. I'll be doing the podcast if I can. I don't know what the setup's going to be like over there. I'm going for Bitcoin conference. It's going to be fucking cool, man. I'm buzzing for that. Going to go to a few like games, hitting a few of the Miami hotspots for like crypto and tech and see what's going on. But being frank, like, I'll be honest with you, it's been a long time since I just pissed off, right, to another country, but I've never pissed off by myself, you know. And I, the reason I'm doing this for a month is I want to go away and just do what I want to do, you know, just almost be free. And the great thing about the position we are as a business right now is I don't have to be in the office. I don't have to really work so much anymore. I mean, I do obviously because I've got so much going on, but everyone's got their own roles. Everyone knows what they're doing. So I can definitely do that from a remote perspective. So I'm going to take 2 weeks off and 2 weeks on over in Miami and just be part of the culture, man. Like, just go evolve and be part of the community and see what's going on over there and just be as if I'm a local. And my plan is to do that once a year, just go away for a month in a different city somewhere in the world and just kind of merge in and blend in and see who I meet and see what happens when I'm over there. And I'm really buzzing for that, to be honest. So that's 20th of March ish come back about 20th of April ish and just kind of looking forward to the ride that will be. You know, I thought to myself, I've worked so hard my whole like adult life, like so fucking hard, and I've never really like shown anything for it, right? I've got a nice watch, I've got a nice car, I've got a nice house, but I've not like ever spent it on things. And when I say things, I mean like time. Like you buy a watch, you can sell the watch, you buy a car, you can sell the car, you buy a house, you can sell the house. You can't sell an experience. So I've always sadly avoided them, right? Sadly, like gone the opposite way for them, where I've decided now to do more of them. I guess it's because I'm more settled, it's got more cash flow coming in these days. But yeah, that's kind of the big idea now, is that once a month, just spend some time being you, Pete, like enjoy yourself and just go and vibe. And look, I respect many of you can't do that for so many different reasons. But I put myself in this position and I feel like I need to do it, and almost applaud myself for what I've done. Some of the kind of cool stuff that's happened in the last period of time, I'll give you a bit of an Unthin update. Unthin is probably my most exciting project I have at this moment in time. We launched it, let's say 1st of October, give or take. So what's that, October, November, December, January, we're mid-Feb now. So what, 4.5 months? And we've already hit over 1 million ARR, which is fucking phenomenal to hit 7 figures ARR in 4 months, self-funded, no angels, no VCs, no raised capital, just pure sweat equity, blood, sweat, and tears, and some really intelligent marketeers and operations guys and girls. It's been fucking amazing to see. We've had interest from private equity to buy the company out. We won't do that at all anytime soon, unless it's a stupid offer. We want to build this to a sizable company. We have all the products that we want to work with. We're making some real impactful statements. And, you know, I do a lot of Googling. I do a lot of crawling through Reddit threads and seeing what the conversation is. You know, and we're getting spoken about with some of the biggest medical brands in the world right now for what we're doing with Unthin. And it's fucking amazing to see. So we've got some massive celebrities using the products that we haven't approached. They're just paying for the product. We obviously can't name them for obvious reasons. We have a very, very powerful marketing campaign that many of you may have seen. We're pretty much fucking everywhere. If you're a man who's slightly receding, you're getting our ads. If you've been on a website, you're getting our ads. I'm hitting you every fucking channel possible. I'm going all in on this, and it's paying off. It's paying off in a big way. One of the cool things that I've been doing a lot of research in and been in the trenches with is a company called Pype, PIPE.com. Pype is an incredible business if you're running a software as a service or a subscription-based model business, where it allows you to finance your customers. We've done everything self-funded, my own cash, Brad's own cash, our business partner's own cash. But now we're at the point now where we believe we can draw down on some cheap money to take to the next level without diluting ourselves. So we'll be looking into Pype to bring that to the next level. If not, we can continue doing it ourselves. We have enough faith in the business, the product, and the purpose that we're going to get in the right direction. But if not, we can you know, fall back on some of these new products that are coming out that are doing amazing things. So yeah, Unthin is amazing. 7 figures ARR, annual recurring revenue in 4.5 months. Groundbreaking stuff, to be honest with you. Pretty fucking groundbreaking in probably one of the most competitive markets in the world. Up against the biggest brands in the world. Amazing stuff. Love to see it. Monday last week, so 7 days ago, we launched a corporate law firm. We now own 30% of a corporate law firm called Zia Harman, Ziaharman, .com is the domain. Amazing, 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 amazing MD, a guy called Azam. He's been my corporate lawyer now for 4 years. There's not a scenario this guy hasn't been in. There's not a person he does not know. He has helped me out on countless occasions, supported me right through my journey. And I said to him, look, let's do something together sometime. The time was right for him. We chucked some cash in. We built the brand, the website, and supported him on his journey. It's now live. If you want an introduction for corporate law, hit me up on Instagram. I'll do the introduction and I'll make sure that Azam looks at you after you at a good rate. He was before this part of my inner circle, the people I speak to on a regular basis regarding business decisions, this guy's a master, and he's bringing in some real big dogs now into the firm. So that's potentially going to be really exciting for us. Another company that we add to our portfolio, which takes us, I think we're at 8 now, which is amazing. Another business that we launched in this period of time, 1st of February, which I haven't seen you guys before, talk to you about, is Tim Lovejoy's media site. It's called Lovejoy Media. We own 40% of it. It's a media company focused around supporting men going through difficult times, whether that be hair loss, mental health, divorce, separation, any mental or men health issues. Tim will be covering them. We're going to create documentaries, talk shows, podcasts, media content. We've been supported heavily by Cooker Hot Taps, who have been amazing, amazing partners in this. And that went live on the 1st of February. The first big episode we have coming out will be March, end of March, beginning of April time. And Tim's been fantastic to work with. You know, he's a really, really, really skilled guy at what he does. Obviously, he's on Sunday Brunch. He's worked with me now on the Unthin project, but he's an amazing person. And he's just one of the genuine people, right, who just wants to do well. He wants to do well, support other people, and give something back to his community. So it's been amazing working with Tim Lovejoy in that project. I'm going to probably get him on this podcast at some point. Just talk to him about how we even got to this stage, right? You've got to remember, you know, I met Tim by being on his podcast, and about a year later, we now have a business together. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. But like I've always said to you guys and girls listening to this podcast, always ask the awkward question. I asked the awkward question to Tim. He said, yeah, we started a business together. And I've always been a big advocate of asking the awkward question. And in this case, I asked it, and guess what? I won. I can talk about that on another day. I think there's probably a whole podcast on how I started a business with Tim Lovejoy. Sounds pretty clickbaity. And he's an amazing person. So keep eyes peeled. The main name for that business is lovejoy.co.uk. Yeah, I know. I've got all the domain names. Don't you worry about it. I want to talk about Bitcoin a little bit. I think Bitcoin is something worth mentioning, as you haven't heard my Bitcoin discussions for some time. I didn't know what the price of Bitcoin was when I last spoke. So I'm just going to bring up the Bitcoin price chart. And I can talk to you through what I was thinking at the time of the price movements and what I think right now. So right now it's $42,000, just broke 42 at 41,999. My current position of Bitcoin is I'm very much still all in. Very, very much still all in. I've been adding to my position as we've been going down. The way, unfortunately, I've been restructured a lot of my companies recently means I've personally not got a huge amount of cash right at this point in time. A lot of the cash is in companies. I'll be changing a lot over the next few months with company structures and selling to each other's, which I won't bore you with, to be honest with you. So when I asked my podcast was, let's look at these dates. Bitcoin is around about 47,000, I think, 46,000, something like that. We're currently at 42,000, so that's not too bad, actually. We did crash down to 32,000 at one point, I believe. I was out of corn. And I'll tell you what happened recently. I got to about 41,000. And I watched a podcast. I'm not really a podcast listener watcher, but I watched a Bitcoin podcast called What Bitcoin Did with Jack Mallers. And Jack Mallers is one of the most incredible talents within the Bitcoin community. And he was speaking about what he thinks is happening in the market right now, what he believes is going on. And he spoke about amazing stuff. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I was watching this video. And I had the urge to sell everything I owned, every ISA, every stock I owned, to buy Bitcoin. I actually joked to my friends that I wanted to sell my house with Bitcoin after watching that video. And I liquidated a lot of my stock portfolio, which I kept because I believed that it would be good to diversify away from Bitcoin at some point because I was so heavily invested. And I put a sell order in on my Bitcoin, on my stock on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. just before the news of Russia and Ukraine was going to kick off, which is great because it meant that I got to sell before the crash in the markets. And then I'm preparing to move that into Bitcoin. As bad as this sounds, I bought a decent chunk at 44. Okay. And I'm going to wait, I think, to see what happens with this Russia-Ukraine stuff. Because as brutal as this sounds, if Russia do invade Ukraine, the market will crash and it'll be a good time to buy. And if I buy now or soon enough, and they do invade, you know, I'm buying a little bit of a peak. So as brutal as it sounds, we have to take emotion out of these scenarios, and I'll be waiting to see what happens with Russia and Ukraine, which the rumor is now the 16th, which will be Wednesday, is the invasion. Now, I don't know. Half of me thinks this is, you know, this is really bad. Let me have some tea first before I go on this little rant. I do not trust the government, or any government, as much as I used to. It's really sad, right? Because I'm very much what I would describe as a law-abiding citizen, you know, middle England, just middle England done good, do you know what I'm saying? And I just do not believe a thing that comes out of any government's throat anymore. I think they've absolutely shafted us through COVID. I think it's embarrassing what's happened to the country and the world. I don't want to lean on that too much. But when I see Western media saying that Russia's going to invade Ukraine, Russia's going to invade Ukraine over and over again, and then you read Ukraine and Russian media and they're like, what the fuck are the West on about? We're not invading. It makes me think that the West want Russia to invade because they can then seize all assets and control all the oligarchs' money in the Western world. We also know that the EU will be bailing out Ukraine rather than the UK and America. So I'm not really sure what's going on. If I was to put my money anywhere, I'd say Russia won't invade. But I think Putin will want something. Like, I don't think he's going to be like, okay, cheers, boys, goodbye. I think he's going to want something for his bravado, you know? Like, the way he's led Russia has been very much from the front, very much from, like, you respect me. If he does all this drama, per se, or what we're intending to believe, and he just turns around and walks away, he looks weak in his own country. So he's going to want something, whether that be, you know, NATO to say we'll never put nukes in Ukraine, or whether it says Ukraine will never join NATO, whatever it may be. He's going to want some assurance. He can go back to his people and say, look, I did all this, but look what I won. I think that's what he's going to require. But I'm not sure. If I said anything, I'd be 50-50 right now. I don't know what the fuck's going to go on, which is why I'm not making any big investment right now, which is also what I think is happening in the market, right? We've not seen any big moves in the market, especially within Bitcoin, since this Ukraine thing heated up. We've been very much at the lower 40s, not even moving too much with that in mind, which is understandable. What will Allegiant happen with Bitcoin? I believe that there'll be... At Bitcoin conference, Bitcoin 2022 in Miami, when I go, I think there'll be some other Southern American countries on board, Panama, Guatemala, this sort of ilk, Costa Rica potentially, that will make Bitcoin as legal tender. They'll partner with El Salvador. It'll almost become the Bitcoin block in terms of the countries that will negotiate together and work together and do well for Bitcoin. That's going to send shivers throughout actually Central America, and places like Texas are going to have to jump on board and try and force Bitcoin to be legal tender. If this doesn't happen, you'll see a lot of Bitcoin talent leave America, which is terrible for America. We're also seeing at the moment Russia obviously making it legal tender. The reason they will make it legal tender in Russia is because if anything kicks off with Ukraine, America, the first thing they'll do is remove them from the SWIFT network. Bitcoin, Russia will still need to trade for oil and gas. They will do that in Bitcoin. Gas and oil from Russia will be priced in Bitcoin and be bought in Bitcoin. So I think I can't see any downplays for Bitcoin other than if America down the route of, oh, Russia are using it, therefore it's bad, therefore we should ban it. I don't think they can ban it anymore. I think it's too decentralized and too much of a, if we don't get this bandwagon, we lose scenario. There's too many public companies involved, too much money being invested. So I don't think that it'll be banned. I think it'll be slowed down. But if I was to put my money in, which I absolutely am, I'd bank on the next year being incredibly good for Bitcoin. I know we all spoke about 100K plus Bitcoin last year. I can't see it not happening this year. If I'm being honest with you, I think a few things curtailed it. China banning, to name one. But I think it's real bullish news for Bitcoin at the moment, and I'm really excited for it. Hence why I'm buying more. Yeah, that's what I think about it. I bought an NFT today as well, just as a side note. I want to make this really clear. I do not believe in NFTs right now. I think a lot of the big statement people make when it comes to NFTs is the look at the use case in the metaverse. Look, the metaverse doesn't fucking exist. Yeah, you've got Decentraland. You know, you've got numerous different other ones, but realistically, the metaverse does not exist, right? So let's just drop that for a second and call it what it is. They're access tokens with pretty pictures. And so look, I want to get this very clear. I do not believe that right now the greatest thing you can do as an investor is to buy an NFT. And the reason I don't believe it's the right thing to do is because A, you're not going to be buying, Bored Ape Yacht Club, and you're not going to be buying, CryptoPunks or whatever. You'll be coming at a lot lower spectrum. If you're coming at a lot lower spectrum, there's no way that you can guess or try and predict what the winning NFT will be. So the reality is there's going to be so much shit on the market that you have a chance of getting eaten alive at. And the reality is people want your Bitcoin. This is the thing I've said for years now, is that people are making coins or projects or NFTs or whatever the fuck they're doing to get more Bitcoin. Yeah, you just got to look at when people pull the rug on projects, it's all to get more Bitcoin. So I do not believe in NFTs as they currently stand. However, look, it's a bit of fun. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to buy an NFT for pure ego. Look, I'm saying it what it was, pure ego. But I wanted to do it on the Bitcoin network because I believe that Bitcoin is a superpower of crypto. There are obviously other use cases, but I can't see that any point in using anything other than Bitcoin. So everyone's argument against Bitcoin is that, look at Ethereum, you can do smart contracts. So I wanted to utilize the Bitcoin smart contract. So I utilized something called Stax. Stax is a layer one solution on top of Bitcoin, which allows you to use smart contracts on top of Bitcoin. So you can do DeFi on Bitcoin. You can do NFTs on Bitcoin. So I bought an NFT on Bitcoin. I bought the Bitcoin address, watto.btc. That's now my Bitcoin address. And I bought an ape on Bitcoin. It's cool as fuck. It's my current profile picture on Twitter. And I'll be honest with you, after I bought it, I was like, oh, that's cool. I thought it was cool for about 90 seconds. And then I thought, why the fuck didn't I just buy more Bitcoin with that money? That's exactly what I thought. Like, why did I waste that much? And I didn't spend a fortune. I think it's been like 500 quid or something. Like, why did I spend the 500 quid on an ape when I could have just bought more Bitcoin? And that is pretty much my backbone scenario for every single question. Like, Brad wants to get into property at the moment, and obviously we do everything together. And look, I just got to back him. Like, he lets me buy my Bitcoin through the company sometimes. Like, he lets me, lets us put profits into Bitcoin. So when he wants to buy a property, look, I've got to back him on that. But I sit there and think that we can go and buy a property. Like, let's say a 200 grand property you buy, that's going to roughly cost you 50 grand in cash, to buy that property. I just sit there and think I'd rather buy 50 grand more of Bitcoin. Like, I just genuinely, like, that's just how I feel. That's how bullish I am on the scenario. That's how much I'm all in. So yeah, that's kind of how I feel about that scenario. But yeah, I guess that's a good little summary of where we're currently at. You know, it's currently February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Which is kind of lame, actually, considering I'm doing this at 8 p.m. on Valentine's Day. But that's what hustlers do, I guess. Just come up from a nice little beer and Nando's with Brad, which is quite funny because we were just sitting there seeing all the romantic couples, and we're just like in our hoodies and ripped jeans and drinking a beer and eating some chicken. But yeah, that's cool. I'm off to London this weekend. And then I'm kind of like doing something every single week on quite a big scale until I go away, to be honest with you. Like, I'm having to cram a lot of things in because I'm obviously going away for a month. I have absolutely no idea what this month away is gonna treat me to, but I'm looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it. I think the day for these podcasts is going to be every other Monday. It means I have more to talk about, and Monday is my quietest evening, to be honest with you. Thursdays was a pain because of football, which I'm still doing, still loving. It's great fun. So yeah, man. Thanks for listening. I hope you've been caught up to speed. If you've got any questions, you can put on Instagram at Pete Watto or on Twitter, PJ Watto. Check out my NFT. Know that I regret buying it. Peace and love. Thanks for listening. Keep smiling, keep being you, and until next time.